listening to Fox Sports Radio.
If you're Philadelphia and the last time you won a title, correct me if I'm wrong, was Moses Malone and Dr. J, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's been over 30 years. If you get to the final eight and you would make the case you're the most competitive team that didn't get to the final four, right? That was the even though Denver was kind of close too, that was the last minute the game was decided. So you could say Philly's the fifth best team.
Absolutely. And remember, freeze it. That game-winning shot is in the air. There's no way that Leonard shot's going in. Literally, RJ, I would have laid three to make one that shot's not going in.
And that's the question. Is that luck or is that something about Leonard that he's a championship-level player? And DeRozan, if he would have taken that shot, would have missed it. But Kawhi Leonard is going to make it because he's a winner. Do you believe that? I think most sports fans do. Because otherwise, if you are honest about the amount of luck that there is in who wins and who loses, one, talk shows are going to go out of business. Because imagine, all right, guys, what do we want to talk about today? Well, there was a coin flip in that Philly game. It landed heads. You know, now what do you say from there? So I think in general, and if you're a sports fan, if your team loses, you know, how upset are you, Brad? Not really. It was just randomness. We'll be back next year. So I think there's a bias towards, hey, Michael Jordan is clutch in some special supernatural way and or Malone for the Utah Jazz isn't. And it's like, but here's the thing, as analytical as I am, part of me feels like that Jordan was different. And I do think occasionally there's certain players, if Larry Bird's shooting a free throw to win a game, I think even beyond him being 89% or whatever, I do feel like he's going to make more of those. Now, maybe that's me just grasping at wanting there to be some rhyme or reason to this. Or maybe it is just a handful of guys a generation have that and everyone else is flipping coins. But wouldn't you think Tim Duncan had that? But San Antonio probably lost more of their close series. So let's use that example. Kawhi, the very guy we're saying somehow has this supernatural, you know, superstar power. He's a winner power. Well, Fez, remind everyone what 6 years ago the situation.
Yeah, Kawhi's on the free throw line. All he's got to do is make the free throws.
So there's like 25 seconds left. And if I recall, because I was rooting for San Antonio pretty hard in that series, is the Spurs were up by 4 or 5 at that point.
I can't recall the exact.
Well, here's what I know. The in-game odds with Kawhi on the line shooting two with less than 30 seconds. And it was an elimination game for Miami in game 6. And that was with the big three with LeBron. We're 20-1. So
20-1.
It was 20-1. Wow. That's absolutely true.
Literally, if Leonard makes the two free throws,
it's over.
It's over.
And it took Ray Allen shooting that amazing shot, remember. And that took a couple of rebounds.
Right.
And think back to that. Go to YouTube on that. The Spurs lost that, right? Even though they were 95%+ to win the title. And by the way, Kawhi Leonard, the superstar. Now, maybe he became a superstar.
Sure.
That is going to win in the clutch. But, is that something? Are you born that? Or can you evolve into that? I don't even know. And then the Spurs, remember, against the Mavs, and they were home game 7. The time, if I recall, was that the time they ended up playing Dwayne Wade in Miami, where Dirk came in and dunked and had the 3-point play with like 20 seconds left?
Yeah, 06, I think.
Is that right? Okay. So at that point, the Spurs were in the game 7 of the Western Conference Finals, and they were at home. They were up 3 with 20-some seconds left, and somehow Dallas won. Now, to my recollection, those were the two closest conference finals or NBA finals for the Spurs, and they're 0-2. But somehow the Spurs are winners because they won some series where it was clear. So in a weird way, you could say, really, the Spurs don't win in the clutch, but somehow they were so good, they still won some titles. To me, it's so confusing how to approach this, but I don't think you can really react as a sports fan unless you've got a clear way to approach how much of this is the blame of the players, how much of this is the blame of the front office, and how much of this is just luck. And oh, by the way, finally, how much of this is, hey, we got to the conference finals, and being in the Final Four is a heck of an accomplishment when there's 30 teams. We should celebrate it. Like, there's no way for a team to feel good about themselves unless they win it. So randomly, you got a 1-in-30 shot every year, 29 teams suck, and one team is great. But I don't know about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last thing on Embiid, aftermath of the Sixers, he cried after the game. And seemingly, Stephen A. was talking about he's crying on the court, he's crying in the hallway, you know, sobbing, hugging his girlfriend. He's crying in the locker room. He's talking about crying. I mean, a lot of crying. Let's listen. We got sound on him talking about it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Game 7, losing the game that way. You know, last shot after a hard-fought game. I feel like we had a chance. You know, a lot of things go through your mind, and it sucks. I don't know. I can't explain it. It just sucks.
Okay, here's the question. How genuine is this? Because, and I think non-millennials, all of us older than millennials here, Fez is moving towards 60 fast. What?
55.
Yeah, exactly.
I drive 55.
So, you know, it'd be dangerous if the speed limit for each person was their age. That's actually scary. I never thought of that. I think we need to realize the following. Social media is the driving force for most of the youth, the youths, as they say. Now, what is social media? It's the way you present your life to your followers. And we can wave our hands and talk about how facile that is, how shallow, superficial that is. Fez, write that down, facile. Is, but it's what they, it's in their blood. You know, it's like, how many likes do I get? On, they're almost like A-B testing their lives. In business, on the internet, with apps, there's A-B testing. So if you go to yahoo.com or ESPN.com, you know, Fox websites too, they're going to have two headlines up, slightly worded differently. And they're going to let 10,000 impressions or some number that they think is representative. And if one headline is getting 3% clicks, the other headline is getting 2% clicks, the 3% wins, and that becomes the headline. A-B testing is at the core of business in America. Kids today are A-B testing their lives. Okay, I got a new girlfriend. I'm going to tweet out her picture. Oh, look, a lot of likes. People like that I've got a girlfriend. Oh, look, not so many likes. I wonder if it's her or the clothes she was wearing. Hey, sweetie, maybe you should be wearing a belly shirt. Let's see. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Now, Embiid not only wants to be embraced like any or almost any human, he doesn't want to be criticized. What's been the criticism of Embiid, of most young players, that they don't want it enough, that somehow we've swung back around? It's just about effort. It's about will. And I'll be honest. I look at Embiid and that's what I think. I think for some, I've never, you know, I never saw, I mean, how many players are crying that much after losing a game? I mean, it's a, I'm not saying it never happens. I'm saying it's a rare thing. Would we agree with that?
In the pros, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about Little League. So to me, the idea that he's in this 10%, let's call it, or 5% that's crying that hard, that would assume what that's communicating is Embiid cares in the 90th plus percent. I care so much, I'm crying. Isn't that the message? But does Embiid's actions seem to back that up? Meaning, if you put Embiid's work ethic, from what we understand at a distance, but I can understand his weight. He's up about 70 pounds from 5 years ago. And it doesn't seem like it's all good weight to me. And Embiid is famous for eating M&Ms, or, you know, he has a kid's diet, some say. So now the question is, wait a minute, you're eating pizza, you know, maybe the day before the game. You know good nutrition is going to help you win, but somehow you care so much that you're in that small percentile that cares enough to cry. So I'm looking at it with skepticism, because I think the kids on the millennials on social media understand that they want to look good and they don't want to look bad. And how do you criticize Embiid? I think the way, if you want to, is that he doesn't try hard enough. He's just so talented, but he doesn't try. Not even on the court. I think he tries pretty hard on the court, but he doesn't prepare.
Yeah, he doesn't prepare. I think he tries super hard all the time, but his preparation is suspect.
So if you care so much that you cry, wouldn't you be eating broccoli instead of M&Ms?
Different skill set.
What do you think, Brad?
I think you're bringing up a good point, because I was on, they put me in with the millennials. I was saying, hey, this guy does care. I mean, it impacted him that much after the game. Maybe there is something to Embiid. So I fell hook,
line,
and sinker.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I think it's a question.
No, but I think you bring up a great point, though, RJ.
And listen, Brad Powers, you are in touch with your softer side, too. We got some sound.
I cried. I'm not afraid to admit it. I cried.
Now, what was the context of that?
I think it was the Masters, Tiger Woods winning.
And they when Tiger won, you
Well, they showed the montage of his first win when he hugged
I
his
cry.
File. I'm not afraid to admit it. I cry. I mean, they had the montage, queued up immediately. Him hugging his father and then him hugging his son. Yeah, I cried. I cried. I'm not afraid to admit it. I cried.
Listen, I think it takes guts to say it. So, I mean, I'm just in awe.
I think he's soft.
Ah!
Wow.
If Fess says that, you're in trouble.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Game of Thrones odds. We did a poll. I was obligated. I was tied to the result. And somehow it was 50.1%, like a cosmic joke on me. Luckily, Brad Powers is here with the final time, the updated odds. All right, Brad.
All right, so the favorite brand, Stark's Even Money, as the favorite. Jon Snow's next. He's plus 175. 100 bucks wins you 175. Sansa Stark, plus 250. Daenerys Targaryen, she had an interesting episode last night. 4-1 for her. Tyrion Lannister, 5-1. Gendry, 9-1. And Arya Stark, 12-1.
All right, so let's go back one more time, because odds can give you knowledge that most people don't have. Right now, it's pretty much 50-50 that
Bronn Stark is going to sit on top of the Iron Thorn.
The Thorn? He's going to sit on the Thorn. Well, that doesn't seem like a victory. Now, Jonas,
yeah,
what do you think of all this?
Well, I think that I've got a vested interest in this, because I put a nickel on about 5 or 6 different characters.
Hold on a second.
Now,
in gambling parlance, a nickel is $500.
Well, in these parts, it's $5. Okay, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. But I have money on, still alive, Tyrion Lannister, Samwell Tarly, and Arya Stark.
All right, so you had 5 picks and literally 2 already out of it.
Well, I had 6 and 3 are already dead.
It's almost like if you tried to do it. How many people are dead?
There's a lot. People have died left and right. Yeah, there's over-unders on main characters to die each episode now. It's, I mean, they're getting, it's, you know, they're going out of business. Everything's on sale.
Real quick, Daryl, what do you think? Who's going to sit on the throne?
It's going to be Jon Snow.
Okay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.